I want to bring up Chip Ganassi, the owner of Chip Ganassi Racing. Chip's team now with 137 victories as they eye, of course, another championship. Great start to that as Alex Bloch takes a 10-point lead into race number two of the 17, all told. And Chip, just your thoughts on really getting off to a 1-2 start for you guys and a good start to 2025.
Yeah, you know, really good for us here in St. Pete. Not one of our favorite tracks. We've been challenged here the last number of years, and really happy. It was a tough race. You know, to be you know, we were back. Both Scott and Alex were back 22 seconds, I know, at one point, you know, from the lead. Certainly there were two different strategies going, but, you know, you don't want to be – we were getting held up a bit early on, and, you know, that damn near bit us at the end of the race, yeah.
Questions for Chip?
All good.
Yeah, Bob's got one. Thanks, Joanne.
Thank you.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Do you view this win as a sign that even if there was any reason to doubt that Alex is the guy to beat this year, that he is now?
I don't know that one race winner, you know, makes you a I mean, we're certainly the season favorite until next week or till the next race. I don't know that, you know, but I don't know that that's I think what I'm most happy about is, you know, each off season, every team does work on their cars. You know, you don't sit flat-footed all winter. You're working on your cars, trying to make them better. And I think our cars are better than they were a year ago, at least here in St. Pete. So I'm really happy with what the team did over the off season. And we came back with competitive cars. I think if you saw how we ran here the last, like I said, number of years, it wasn't great. It was okay. We hung on, but we were clearly being beat by some of the other teams, and that wasn't the case this weekend. So it was nice.
And did you know Scott couldn't hear anything on his radio during the race?
It was intermittent. It kind of thing. You know, like you kind of sometimes you got it, sometimes you didn't.
So were you disappointed you couldn't say anything to him during the race?
Well, I mean, it was if everything was 100%, he would have won the. It was simply he would have won the race. The race was over, you know, and then we it was one stop to go, and we pitted a lap later than we wanted him to, and that was the race. That was the difference between he and Palou, you know. Yeah,
Bruce.
And Chip, the Alex really nailed it on that final pit stop. He was
right.
Able to get out of the pits. He was able to get out ahead of Newgarden at the blend line. And when you look at that, that's pretty close to perfection. So your thoughts on that being the key moment of the race?
Well, that, you know, I'm going to tell you something. That 10-car stand has all stars on it. And, you know, in terms of race strategy, calling the race, communication, There's nobody better than the 10 car guys. So us on the 9 car and the 8 car, we have work to do to catch up to those guys.
Also, just how smooth Alex is and how calm he is.
Makes it look easy, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, makes it look easy, doesn't sweat.